Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Iti Namine, Namaste Sarasate Devi, Gauravani Prachaline, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pasyatyade Satarine, Jaya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Maybe some of you, like me, are experiencing separation from Vrindavan Dham.
也许你们当中的很多人像我一样, 都在历经着与圣地文达文的分别之情当中。
For those who have visited the Holy Dham of Vrindavan, it's very easy to become attached to the holy place of Krishna's appearance and his pastimes.
那些拜访过文达文的人, 很容易就对Krishna的逍遥时光以及Krishna的出生地,
And when you become attached to someone or something, the mind has a tendency to go there naturally.
那当你一旦对某人或者某物产生依恋的时候, 你的心意就自然而然地朝你所依恋的对象, 朝他去, 进发。
Because of the pandemic, we had a plan to go to Vrindavan, but we couldn't go.
那由于疫情的影响, 我们本来打算要去文达文的, 但现在我们无法去到那里。
If circumstances permit, this year 2021, we'll see many of you in Sri Vrindavan Dham.
那如果条件允许的话, 我们会在今年 2021年在圣地文达文相见。
And for the time being, we'll nourish that attraction for Vrindavan Dham by taking a virtual visit to Govardhan Hill.
那现在我们就通过视觉上的一个游览, 让我们这种文达文的这种依恋之情, 更加的滋养。
This is part three of a series of our visit to Govardhan Hill.
这是我们拜访文达文的这个之行的第三部分。
Here's a typical path for visiting Vrindavan, visiting Govardhan Hill, a nice dust of Vrindavan path for the pilgrims to walk on.
这是一条绕拜文达文的这个哥瓦丹山的这条非常经典的一条途径，上面布满了尘土。 是进行绕拜的非常绝佳的一条道路。
Here's a Google map of Govardhan Hill.
这里是一张, 关于哥瓦丹山的一张谷歌地图。
Actually, Govardhan Hill is straight north and south, although this image shows Govardhan going to, from the right side to the left side.
那尽管地理上实际上这个哥瓦丹山实际上是南北走向的, 虽然你们在图上看到是左右这样的一个方向。
On the far right is Radhakund-Shamakund, number one.
那在最右侧就是 Radhakund-Shamakund.
In the middle, that white section, that's the rooftops of the homes in Govardhan Town.
那在中央,你们看到这个白色屋顶的这个建筑群的这个区域,就是 文达文城镇的所在地。
And on the far left, that number three, that's the tail or punchari of Govardhan Hill.
那在, 最左边的这个三号所在的位置，也就是这个尾巴的位置，就是 Pondicherry 这个哥瓦丹山的山尾所在的地方。
This next map shows where we recently visited.
这张图，接下来这张图展示了我们最近所拜访过的地方。
The last time we were together, we traveled around Manasi Ganga, which is shown on the far right, that lake that's there.
那在上一次我们去拜访了 Manasi Ganga, 也就是这幅图的最右边的这个湖的所在区域。
We visited a number of places around the perimeter of Manasi Ganga.
那么我们拜访了以Manasi Ganga 为中心的周围方圆的一些很多地方。
Then we went through Govardhan Town, you follow that red line, and we passed by some places that are shown on the map. Where we ended was number 9, which is Dan Nivarkund.
那我们顺着这条红色的路径经过了这个文达文的城镇，然后停在了这个九号所在的区域。
So if you missed the last session, you can go to somewhere and review what we discussed last. Now we're going to number 10.
那如果你上次没有参加的话，你可以通过一些方式来看一下我们以前的这个录像，来回顾一下。现在我们今天要去的地方是从十号开始。
The red line that's marked on this map is the tar-paved road that the government made, but there's also an inner path right next to Govardhan Hill, which is where number 10 is.
那这条红色的这个标记的这条路径实际上是政府投资所建设的这种铺设的比较完好的这样一种路。那其实在这个十号所在的地方实际上是靠近哥瓦丹山的比较原始的一条路。
This next picture shows that little line that goes into where number 10 is. I'll explain what number 10 is in a moment.
这幅图展示的就是这个红色路径，它以垂直的方向又向靠近哥瓦丹山这个内部进发了一些，十号所在地就是在这个图上所标的地方，我们待会会详细的解释。
Just like when you circumambulate Tulsi Devi, you keep Tulsi Devi to your right. So same when you walk around Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Hill is to your right.
那就像我们绕拜图拉西女神一样，图拉西会在你的右侧。同样我们绕拜哥瓦丹山的时候，哥瓦丹山也是在你的右侧方。
And here's Govardhan Hill rising majestically into the sky.
这张图就是高耸入云的非常壮丽的哥瓦丹山的照片。
During different seasons, you see the foliage differently. Here is the summer season, here is the rainy season.
这几幅图展示了不同季节的哥瓦丹山，这是夏季的这个雨季的时候。
We know from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his followers that Govardhan Hila is literally worshipable.
我们从主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布以及他的追随者那里，我们知道哥瓦丹山本身它的石头，它的这个 Hila 就是值得我们崇拜的。
When you begin worshipping a deity, there's a procedure for installing Krishna within that deity form, but Govardhan doesn't require installation. Govardhan is already Krishna.
当你们开始崇拜神像的时候，都会有一个请神像这个降临的这样的一个程序。但是哥瓦丹山，崇拜哥瓦丹山不需要这样的一个程序，它本身就已经是神本人在那里临在，所以不需要这样一个请神像落成的这样的一个程序。
At the same time, Govardhan is serving those who are near to Krishna, like the cows.
那同样，同时 与此同时，噶瓦丹山同样还服务着那些对 Krishna 至亲至爱的奉献者们，比如说像奶牛。
We heard on the very first day that Govardhan serves all the Brijvasis, in this case by supplying nice soft grass for the cows.
当我们在开篇的时候就提到，噶瓦丹山通过为乳牛提供这些非常鲜美的这些嫩草，这样就是服务了整个稳达稳居民的服务了他们的福祉。
On top, you'll see a different kind of cow. It's called a moo cow that looks more like a deer or an antelope.
那你们在这幅图的山顶上看到有一个与众不同的奶牛，这种奶牛它的名字叫蓝牛，它看起来可能更像鹿或者像水牛一些。
Later, we'll see many photographs of this particular species that loves Govardhan Hill.
那接下来我们会有还会有一些别的照片里面出现这样的一个它非常深爱着噶瓦丹山的这样一种生物。
On that map, we showed number 10, and here's the very special Govardhan Shila that's simply called Large Shila. You see the monkeys there, they're taking the milk from people who have come and offered milk to bathe that Govardhan Shila.
这幅图就是刚才我们在地图上看到的十号所在的区域。这个就是一块很大的希腊，它的名字也很简单，就叫大希腊。然后周围你会看到一些猴子，这些猴子们在喝饮这些人们用来沐浴希腊的落下来的牛奶。
Here's some pilgrims that have come to worship Govardhan at this very special place.
这幅图上就是我们可以看到一些朝圣者前来绕拜这个大希腊。
They offer milk and flowers and, of course, their prayers and their circumambulation.
他们向这块希腊供奉了鲜花、牛奶，当然还有他们的祷文，然后接着他们就绕拜这块希腊。
Now we're going to take a look at the map again. On the far right, we see number 10.
那现在我们再来看一下这个俯视的这个地图，我们现在就是在这个十号的位置。
And at the far left, you'll see number 11. That's the town called Anior.
那在最左边十一号的位置就是 Anior Town 这个Anior城镇所在的位置。
In the local language, the word Anior means I want more.I want more.
那 Anior 这个词在当地的语言里它意味着就是我想要吃更多的，我想要吃更多。
And that's what Haridev, the form that Govardhan assumed that ate all the offerings and after eating everything and it was gone, he called out, Anior, Anior, I want more, I want more.
那这就是当时主 Krishna 他以 Haridev 的形象显现，吃光了所有这个文达文的居民给他献上的贡品，吃光了之后他就大声喊着 Anior Anior， 我还要吃更多的，我还要吃更多的。
And this long stretch where the red line is straight, this is where the offerings were placed. It's a long section of Govardhan Hill.And lots of cooked foods were placed here.
那实际上，沿着这条红色的路径，它的周围的区域就是整块这个盛放当时供奉给噶瓦丹山祭品的这一大块区域。他们这整大片区域都堆满了当时的各种贡品、各种烹饪的谷物啊等等。
Here's where that section looks like today.
这个图就是刚才我们所看的红色的那个路径周围的区域，只是如今的样子。
And traditionally on Govardhan Puja, many, many, many different food items are prepared and offered to Govardhan Hill.
那每到节日的时候，就会为噶瓦丹山准备这些非常丰盛的各种各样的传统的这些食物。
Here's that same stretch of Govardhan Hill during the rainy season.
这张图是哥瓦丹山在雨季的时候的样子。
Now let's hear what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has to say about the Govardhan Hill.
那接下来就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 对哥瓦丹山所发表的陈述。
Please.
有谁不会托庇哥瓦丹山呢？它是群山之最，狗库拉之友，可爱的大黄蜂。他连续七天站在主奎什纳手中优雅的莲花花蕊上，保护了 Braja， 脱离了鹰爪鳄鱼般的口，倾泻出磅礴大雨的侵袭。有哪位虔诚的人不会托庇哥瓦丹山？他的山峰是 Surabhi 乳牛之主 Krishna 的逍遥之地，他附近有 Govinda Kund， 无地自容的鹰爪曾跟着一头 Surabhi 乳牛去到那里，用带取的天神般的恒河水为主 Krishna 沐浴，秘密地把他加冕为 Surabhi 乳牛之王。
This is Vishwanath describing this wonderful pastime of Surabhi and Airavata, the elephant carrier of Indra, performing Abhishek or bathing of Krishna at this time.
那刚才这段Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 这段陈述就是讲述了当时Indra 骑着他的大象坐骑与 Surabhi 乳牛一起前来为主 Krishna 沐浴加冕的这段逍遥时光。
There's another photograph of another large Shila on Govardhan Hill.
这是另外一张哥瓦丹山的照片，有一块哥瓦丹山上非常大的这个希拉的照片。
And here's our friend the cow grazing again.
这张图是我们的朋友乳牛在地上吃青草，一张图片。
And the scenery of Govardhan Hill, for those who have become attached to Govardhan, it's very inspiring to the heart.
那哥瓦丹山的照片对于那些依恋这片土地的人来说是非常的激励人心的。
Now let's go visit Anuar Town.
那现在就让我们一起去拜访阿纽城镇吧。
Right in the center of this image is number 11, that's indicating the town itself.
就在这张图的正中间就是阿纽城镇本身。
Each of the places listed here in the blue box, we're going to be visiting shortly.
在图上这个蓝色方框的这个区域描述的这几个地方，就是我们接下来要拜访的几个地方。
And the first place that we're going to be visiting is pictured here, but I just have to fix this a second. This is, Up on top of the hill is that white building that's known as the Gopal Temple or the Gopal Raya Temple.
那在这张图上是哥瓦丹山山顶上的这样的一座神庙，它被称为 Gopal 神庙，或者说 Gopal Raya 神庙。
Raya is the local language indicating Krishna, Gopal Krishna or Gopal Raya Temple.
Raya 在当地的语言里就暗指 Krishna, 所以这个 Gopal Raya 就是 Gopal Krishna, 所以就是 Gopal Krishna 神庙。
From a little further distance away, we can see the same structure, that temple, from the other side of the Sankarshan Kund.
那在这张图上我们看到 Sankarshan 湖的另外一边有一个类似的这样的一个建筑物。
As you know, Sankarshan is one of the names given to Balaram during the name-giving ceremony.
那就像你们所知道的 ,Sankarshan 是当时在起名仪式上给 Balaram 的名字。
So the connection of Sankarshan Kund is with Balaram.
所以与 Sankarshan 湖有相关的人物就是主 Balaram。
Notice on the left side, there's a crumbling brown-colored building. Here's a close-up picture of that.
那在最左侧能看到有一个颜色非常鲜明的一个小的圆顶的建筑物。
That's the original temple that was built for the Gopal deity worshipped by Madhavendra Puri.
是后面这个废弃的建筑物，这个是当时原始的 Madhavendra Puri 当时在崇拜 Gopal 神像的地方。
And over the years, it became not in good shape, and so they built this new one.
因为它年久失修，所以他们又建了新的庙宇。
Down below in the lower left corner, you'll see a little mandir with a pink dome at the top.
那在这个图片的左下角，你们能够看到有一个小的、有点这种粉橘色的这样的一个圆顶的建筑物。
Let's go visit that little mandir.
那让我们来拜访这个小的这个神庙。
Inside, it's a temple where Lord Shiva is worshipped.
在这个建筑物内部是一个小的主希瓦的神庙，主希瓦在那里被崇拜着。
In the front, just at the very front of this photograph, that's the Shiva Linga. And on the back, there's images of Ganesh and Kartikeya, his two sons.
那在这张照片最前端是主希瓦 Linga， 在这个照片的后面则是他的两个儿子 Ganesh 和 Kartikeya。
Very good. So now let's go back to our map because we just took darshan of number 14 up on that hill. That's the Gopal temple.
让我们再回到这张这个地图的这个指引图。我们刚才所拜访的就是14号所在的地方，就是 Gopal 的神庙。
Now watch as this red line moves from number 11 to 12 and 13.
那现在你们看到这个红色的路径从11的这个所在地指向了13所在的地方12所在的地方12号。
The first of those two is Sankarshan Kund again.
这张图是 Sankarshan 湖。
And This is a photograph of Sankarshan Kund. Notice that pink little temple over on the left. Notice on the far right in the clouds, that's the Gopal temple.
那你们注意到这个在云朵下方的这个这个建筑物，就是刚才的这个 Gopal 的神庙。
Both the Vishnu Purana and the Adi Varaha Purana speak something or write something about Sankarshan Kund.
那在 Vishnu Purana, Vishnu 往事书以及 Adi Varaha Purana, Adi Varaha 往事书中都描述了就是关于刚才我们描述的这个地方。
They say that one who takes sacred bath in the waters of Sankarshan Kund can free themselves from all sin, even up to killing a Brahmin.
那在两部往事书中都提到了，谁要是在这个 Sankarshan 湖中所沐浴，哪怕只沐浴一次，那么他所有的罪恶，哪怕是他杀害了婆罗门这样的罪恶，都能够得以去除。
And here's another photograph of Sankarshan Kund.
这里是另外一张 Sankarshan 湖的这个照片。
Now we're going to go visit the Balaram temple.
现在我们将要去拜访 Balaram 神庙。
The Balaram temple is in a very simple structure, as you see from this photograph. Inside is the temple itself.
那就如你们所见，这个照片里的 Balaram 神庙是个建筑非结构非常简单的一个建筑物，在它内部是这个 Balaram 的神庙。
The main deity is called Daoji, which means elder brother.
这个主要崇拜的神像名字叫 Dorji， 他在当地的语言里就是哥哥的意思。
And Balaram was Krishna's elder brother, so he is called Dorji.
因为 Balaram 是 Krishna 的哥哥，所以他也被称为 Dorji。
The deity is very tall, the 5-foot deity.
这个神像它其实是非常高的，大概有五英尺高。
And the deity was installed by the great grandson of Krishna named Vajranabha.
这个神像是 Krishna 的孙子Vajranabha 所设立的神像。
There was a period of time when this beautiful deity was immersed in the Sankarshan Kund due to fear of the deity being damaged by a Muslim attack.
当时有外族入侵的时候，这尊神像为了免除被这个穆斯林的入侵者所伤害，就被禁在了 Sankarshan 湖里。
And after many, many years,The deity was retrieved and placed here in this temple.
在许许多多年之后，这个神像又再度被救出，然后安置在了这个图中所看到的这个神庙里，接受崇拜。
The main deity is that very tall deity on our right.
在我们右侧是这个最主要的神像。
And the small deity on the left is the younger brother, Krishna.
在左侧这个小的神像就是他的弟弟 Krishna.
Here's a close-up of Dorji.
这张是 Dorji 神像的近照。
And down at the bottom, there's the close-up of the deity of Krishna.
最底部是这个 Krishna 神像的近照。
Behind Krishna is Anantashesh, as you see.
在 Krishna 背后，如你们所见，是 Anantashesha.
Now let's go back to our map so we know where we're going next.
现在再次让我们返回这张地图，让我们看看接下来要去拜访哪里。
We're going to number 15, which is called Gopal.Prakat Stali. Prakat means where the deity of Gopal was manifest.
接下来我们要去15号所在地，是 Prakat Stali， 也就它的意思就是这个神像所显现的地方。
Please recall this wonderful pastime of Madhavendra Puri being brought a pot of milk by Krishna.
请大家回想一下 Madhavendra Puri 当时被牧牛童 Krishna 带来了一罐牛奶的这段逍遥时光。
As a Paramahansa sannyasi, Madhavendra Puri had the practice of only eating if somebody brought him some food and otherwise he would fast.
那作为一位Paramahansa 至尊天鹅 sannyasi, Madhavendra Puri 他发下了誓言，除非有人提供他食物，他才进食，否则他是一直保持戒食的状态。
So right in this area, very near to Govindakund, Madhavendra Puri was sitting beneath a tree at the end of the day.
所以就在 Govinda 湖的附近， Madhavendra Puri 就在一棵树下歇息。
And a young cowherd boy brought him a pot of milk to refresh him.
就在一天傍晚的时候，然后有一个年轻的牧牛童前来带了一罐牛奶给他。
At night, when Madhavendra Puri was dozing during his chanting, a vision appeared to him where Krishna said, I was that cowherd boy and my deity form is being neglected. I've been waiting for you to come. Please rescue me and resume my service.
那就在 Madhavendra Puri 当时念诵的时候打盹的时候，在梦境之中 Krishna 向他显现，然后告诉他我就是那个牧牛童，同时告诉他他的这个神像的这个形象的这个这尊神像被人所忽略，就藏在某处，需要他来营救，然后把这个神像恢复他原本被崇拜的地位。
Krishna identified exactly where his deity form of Gopal was situated, and in the morning, Madhavendra Puri went right there with some local village people.
Now, Krishna 在梦中就详细准确地告诉了他的这个 Gopal 形象的这个神像所藏的地方。然后在第二天清晨 ，Madhavendra Puri 就携着一众长者前到了这个Krishna 所指出的这个埋藏神像的地方。
Out of fear of invading armies, the deity was put in a secluded place amongst bushes and trees and so forth. And after cutting through all of that roughage, they found the deity.
就是由于在穆斯林入侵期间，这尊神像就被藏在了这个杂草乱生的这样的一个地方。所以他们砍掉了所有的灌木，然后清理了各种丛生的植物杂草，终于把这尊神像发掘了出来。
So this little structure is the exact place where the deity was found.
所以图中的这个小的建筑物就是当时神像所发掘的地方。
Let's go inside.
那让我们进去看一看。
Here's the place where the deity was.
这里就是当时这个神像所在的地方。
Worship is still done to this day of that place where the deity was found.
当时神像所显现、所发掘的地方，至今仍然被人完好的崇拜着。
There's a shila placed at the very top.Where worship is being performed on a regular basis, you see the peacock feather at the very top.
现在就是在最上面你能看到有一块希腊，现在仍然被完好的崇拜着。你在这个希腊的顶端可以看到有着这个孔雀羽毛扇。
And here's a mark of Krishna's lotus feet.
这张图上是Krishna 的莲花足的足印。
Many years later, maybe 20, 25 years later, when Lord Chaitanya came, he wanted to have darshan of the Gopal deity, but he wouldn't step on Govardhan Hill because he considered Govardhan is none different than Krishna.
大约过了20或者25年之后，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 前来此地，他虽然很想觐见神像，但他不愿意践踏这个哥瓦丹山，因为他认为哥瓦丹山与希腊和 Krishna 本人并没有区别。
Instead, the merciful Gopal came down from the mountain on the pretext of taking the deity to a place of safety because of invading armies. Lord Chaitanya had darshan of Gopal for many days and was very happy.
取而代之的是神像他亲自从山上跑到了山下，这个时候其实有个背景的，当时有这个侵略军入侵，所以出于安全的考虑，所以神像从山顶被移到了山下，这样主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就有机会在山下觐见神像，觐见 Gopal 神像，并且觐见了许多天，所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常的满足，非常的开心。
In this area, there are many little places where there are deities of Govardhan Shilas.And imitating the form of Gopal.
当地附近就在这个区域的附近，还有许许多多这个就是希腊被崇拜，他们都在模仿这个 Gopal 的这个形象。
A visit to Govardhan would be incomplete without narrating the whole of Govardhan Lila.
那拜访哥瓦丹山。如果说缺了这个缺失了这个环节，这个讲述哥瓦丹山逍遥时光的环节，那一定是不完整的。
Because the next place that we're going to visit is Govindakund, where the bathing of Krishna was performed after the Govardhan Lila. Let's describe the Govardhan pastime.
因为我们拜访的这个 Govinda 湖，就是当时 Krishna 在哥瓦丹山逍遥时光之后接受沐浴的地方。所以现在让我们来讲述一下哥瓦丹山的这段逍遥时光。
Now most of you know this pastime, you've probably heard it many, many times. Let's hear it one more time.
那当然，你们当中的很多人也许听了无数无数遍了，那么我们今天不妨再听一遍。
Please read.
主 Krishna 碰巧看到牧牛郎们在忙着安排为 Indra 施行的一场祭祀，于是询问他的父亲祭祀的目的与传统。
Here's a nice painting of little Krishna with his brother Balaram pointing to Govardhan Hill.
这里是一张图，图画中主 Krishna 和他的哥哥 Balaram 手指着格瓦丹山的方向。
Behind him, with the white beard, that's Nanda Maharaj, and his elder brother next to him, named Upananda.
那在他们俩的身后，这个白胡子的就是 Nanda Maharaj。而在这个他 Nanda Maharaj 的左边是他的哥哥 Upananda.
Next.
Krishna 的父亲告诉他，主 Indra 是雨水的控制者，云朵是他本人的代表，直接提供雨水，给予众生快乐与生计。我亲爱的孩子，不仅我们，还有许多其他人也崇拜他，云雨的主人。Krishna 辩论说，既然主 Indra 怎么也无法改变人们与生俱来的命运，为何还要崇拜他呢？
That painting on the upper right, that's Indra riding on his elephant named Airavata.
在右上角看到就是 Indra 骑着他的大象坐骑，他的大象坐骑的名字叫 Airavata。
Airavata.
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 Very good. Next.
让我们开始举行一场为了取悦所有乳牛 Brahmana 和哥瓦丹山的祭祀吧，把用来崇拜 Indra 而收集的各种贡品用于这场祭祀吧。Krishna 继续说，让我们烹煮各种食物吧，从甜奶饭到蔬菜汤，我们应该准备各种烤的、炸的、各种花式糕点，还应该把所有能得到的奶制品都用到这场祭祀上。众位精通伟达 Mantra 的 Brahmana 要正确的点燃祭火，然后你们要精心烹制的食物款待诸位祭师，赠送他们乳牛和其他礼物以示回报。要把食物给予其他的每个生灵，包括狗和食狗者在内的堕落灵魂。你们也要给乳牛喂食青草，然后恭恭敬敬地给格瓦丹山做供奉。
Now remember, Krishna at this stage of his life, he's just 7 years old.
那大家要记得，在这个逍遥时光当中 ，Krishna 只是一个七岁的孩童。
But he's giving direction to the whole cowherd community how to conduct a festival.
但是他却在给予整个这个牧牛郎社团指导他们如何去举办一场节日。
And all the cultural items of a festival are marked.
其中提到了所有的各种需要用到了各种祭祀的一些东西物品。当每个人都吃得心满意足之后，你们要打扮得漂漂亮亮，绕拜乳牛 Brahmana 祭火和哥瓦丹山。
When we circumambulate Govardhan Hill, we can think, rightly so,The first Govardhan Parikrama was organized by Krishna himself.
那当我们绕拜哥瓦丹山的时候，我们要记得第一场绕拜哥瓦丹山的这样一场绕拜，实际上是 Krishna 本人亲自组织举行的。
And over the years and decades and centuries, how many hundreds and thousands and millions of pilgrims?Have followed in Krishna's footsteps, circumambulating Govardhan Hill, just like we may do.
那在他之后的多少千百万年， 上百万年、亿万年，那多少人又追随着多少朝圣者，追随着 Krishna 的步伐，就像我们一样绕拜格瓦丹山呢？
Nanda Maharaj was very happy to hear Krishna's idea, and he began the worship of Govardhan, as you see here.
Nanda Maharaj 听了 Krishna 的建议，非常高兴，就像你们所看到的。Nanda Maharaj 正在崇拜格瓦丹山 Shila。
As the foodstuffs were prepared and placed before Govardhan Hill, Krishna wanted to prove to all the Brijbasis that it wasn't just child talk. Govardhan is not different than the Supreme Lord.
那就是在格瓦丹山面前摆了各种祭品、各种丰盛的食物之后， Krishna 向所有的 Vrindavan 的居民 Brijbasis 证明，这个崇拜格瓦丹山绝非是儿童的戏言。
Next.
接着 Krishna 展示出前所未有的巨大形象，将信心注入到牧牛郎心中，宣布道，我就是格瓦丹山。他吃了所有的丰盛的贡品。
Here's a nice painting showing Hari manifesting from Govardhan Hill eating all these offerings placed before him.
这张图上完美的展示了从格瓦丹山中显现的主 Hari 的形象，他吃光了所有供奉给他的贡品。
Down towards the bottom, we see Krishna and Balaram placing items to be offered to Hari.
而在 图的下方，我们看到主 Krishna 和 Balaram 正在往贡品的方向，就是放上更多的贡品，以供 Hari 享用。
Please note, we're seeing three forms of Krishna at the same time.
大家要留意，我们在这张图上同时看到主 Krishna 的三个形象。
There's Krishna with his peacock feather down below. There's Haridev eating all the offerings, and there's Govardhan Hill himself. Three forms of Krishna simultaneously.
在下方我们看到头戴孔雀羽毛的主 Krishna 的原初形象，而在上方主 Hari 正在享用贡品的形象，以及格瓦丹山本人格瓦丹山的一个形象， Krishna 的三个形象。
To teach by his example, Krishna came and offered us obeisances before Lord Hari.
那为了以身作则，言传身教，主 Krishna 亲自向他的形象 Hari 的形象顶拜。
Now here's another very nice and interesting painting over on the left. That's the Supreme Lord Hari accepting offerings from everyone.
这张图是另外一张非常有趣的图景。左侧是主 Krishna 在接受所有人的崇拜。
Directly before him is Lord Brahma, and over to his right is Lord Shiva and so many demigods.
最前方的是主 Brahma， 而在 主 Brahma 的右侧是主 Shiva 以及所有的这些半神人。
Even Indra is pictured here paying his obeisances right in the center of the painting.
甚至我们也能看到 Indra 他也前来向主 Krishna 顶拜，就在这个画面的正中央。
And various other celestial beings in the sky observing.
天空中还有许许多多其他的各种这种高等星系的生物也在观察着这场盛世。
So this is again the area where the Anakut was established.
这张图仍然是 Anakuta 这个这片存放祭祀贡品的地方所在的地方。
In this area, the hill of Govardhan is very tall and almost vertical, straight up and down.
在这片区域，格瓦丹山非常的高耸入云，它的直耸云霄。
And long stretch, several miles long.
然后它左右又延伸了大概有几英里之长。
And all the food was set up before Haridev.
所有烹制的食物都被放在了 主 Krishna Hari Dev 的形象面前。
Indra became very angry.
Indra 非常愤怒。
I hope you can hear the thunder.
啊，我希望大家能听到这个雷鸣霹雳的声音。
Next.
因者告诉毁灭之云，且去打消他们的骄傲，毁灭他们的牲畜。我会骑着我的大象跟在你们身后，我还会带领强大的风神们去摧毁 Nanda Maharaj 的牧人村庄。
Next.
毁灭之云电闪雷鸣，不断的投掷冰雹，乌云倾泻如注的滂沱大雨，大地被洪水淹没。乳牛和其他牲畜在狂风暴雨中站立着，牧牛郎和牧牛女们冻得瑟瑟发抖，痛苦不堪，他们全都奔向 Govinda 寻求庇护。
Before this display of Indra's anger took place, Krishna was considering, I don't like pride in the heart of my devotee, and Indra has become proud.
就在 Indra 这个展示他的愤怒之前， Krishna 说他最讨厌，他不喜欢他的奉献者心中存有骄傲。
For this reason the Govardhan Leela was performed.
整个戈尔丹山的这个消时光所展示的原因就是，
But there were other reasons Krishna wanted toput the Brijvasis in a situation of difficulty so they would take deeper shelter of him and then extend his protection.
当然其中一个非常重要的原因就是主 Krishna 不喜欢 Indra 的骄傲，还有另外的原因就是他把整个 Vrindavan 的居民置于困境，让他们需要寻求 Govinda 的庇护。
Let us consider Krishna's contemplations.
让我们看看 Krishna 是如何思考。
Please read.
Krishna 自言自语道：“我们停止了他的祭祀，所以 Indra 制造了这场异常猛烈、非季节性的暴风雨和冰雹。以我的神秘力量，我将完全抵消 Indra 造成的打扰。当我瓦解掉那些丧失善良之人的虚假名声时，我的目的是为了拯救他们。”因此我必须以我超然的力量保护牧牛人的社团，因为我是他们的庇护所，我是他们的主人。千真万确，他们就是我的家人，毕竟我发过誓要保护我的奉献者。
Devotees like Krishna's shelter and Krishna enjoys giving protection and shelter to his devotees.
奉献者们喜欢被 Krishna 所保护， Krishna 也非常乐于保护他的奉献者，他非常享受这一点。
This is very confidential. We just heard what Krishna was contemplating before lifting the hill.
这一切都非常机密，我们现在所看到的就是 Krishna 在用手举起戈瓦大山之前所做的一番思考。
Please read.
主 Krishna 就是 Vishnu 本人，他用一只手拾起了戈瓦丹山，轻松地举到空中，就好像孩子举起一块蘑菇。
This is such a celebrated pastime. There are many, many beautiful paintings.
这是如此著名的一段逍遥时光，这里有许许多多非常美妙的图画。
Notice going around Govardhan, where are we? Going around Govardhan, there's this next painting, it just moves on its own. It shows Sudarshan Chakra whirling around very fast.
那这张图画上我们能够看到，在 Krishna 举起戈瓦丹山的这个周围，我们能看到 Sudarshan Chakra 一直在飞速的旋转。
There we go. Krishna is holding up the hill. The residents of Vrindavan are being protected by him.
Krishna 用手举起了戈瓦丹山，整个文达文的居民在他的保护之下。
Please read.
我将以我的神秘力量保护 Braja 的人们，他们托庇了我，把我视为他们的主，他们全是我的亲人，这就是我的誓言。通过持续不断的喝饮 Sri Krishna 的俊美与甜蜜的甘露，文达文居民不感到饥饿，也不感到渴，而主 Krishna 看着他们美丽的形体，也忘记了吃喝与睡眠。
Consider 7 days and 7 nights. Nobody ate, nobody slept, nobody did anything except enjoying being with Krishna uninterruptedly.
大家想一下，连续七天七夜，没人吃，也没有人喝，没有人做任何其他不相关的事情，仅仅只是享受与 Krishna 的不间断的陪伴。
More paintings of the pastime.
这里有更多关于这段逍遥时光的图画。
Finally, after 7 days, Indra came to a realization. He's been defeated by Krishna's mystic power.
那过了七天之后，主 Indra 终于觉悟到一点，他彻底被 Krishna 的神秘力量所打败。当英卓看到主 Krishna 展示出这般神秘力量时，他惊愕不已，他虚假的骄傲被粉碎，意图被挫败，于是命令他的毁灭之云停止行动。
That very small image, just above the text that she read, that's Indra with his thunderbolt weapon.
就在这段话的上面有一幅小的图画。这个小图里面所展示的就是主 Indra 带着他的这个霹雳武器。
The painting on the right shows the sun shining above Govardhan Hill.
右边的图画显现了就是太阳再次照耀在戈瓦丹山峰上。
And in the lower right corner, it shows Indra offering obeisances to Krishna.Together with his elephant carrier.
在右下角则是主 Indra 向 Krishna 献上他的顶拜以及他的大象坐骑。
As the sun came out, the birds started to sing.
伴随着太阳升起，小鸟也开始鸣唱。Krishna 说，我亲爱的牧牛郎，请带着你们的妻儿与财产走出山里吧，别再害怕了。风雨停了，上涨的河水也退下了。
You hear the birds sing, I hope.
你们应该可以听到这个鸟叫的声音。在芸芸众生的注视下，至尊人格守神把山放回原处，像以前那样伫立着。文达文的居民们淹没在狂喜之爱中，纷纷上前按照各自的辈分问候 Sri Krishna。 半神人们歌颂着他的荣耀，洒下花语，一场盛大的宇宙节日开始了。半神人们吹响海螺，敲起定音鼓，开始吟唱高歌。
The image in the background, that's the demigod showering flowers, in case you couldn't figure it out.
在这张图的背景就是半神人们所撒下的花语。
And here's a nice photograph of Govinda Kund.
这张是 Govinda 湖的一张非常漂亮的照片。
When Indra came, with Airavata and Surabhi And Abhishek was performed for Krishna, honoring him as the Lord of everyone.
主印爪和他的大象坐骑 Airavata 伴随着 Sarabhi 一直前来此地 为 Krishna 做沐浴仪式 证明他是全世界值得崇拜的主。
And this Govindakund marks the place where that Abhishek was performed and the liquid filled up the kund.
途中的这个Govinda湖就是 Krishna 接受这个沐浴仪式的地方。 当时沐浴所留下的液体就填充了这片湖的区域。
In some parts behind Govindakund, the hill is very tall, as you see.
在这个湖的后面,我们能够看到这片区域的戈尔丹山非常的高。
Here are some other photographs surrounding Govindakund.
这些还有一些其他的在Govinda湖周围的山的照片。
At the far left corner, there's some structures. We'll hear about them next week.
在这张照片的左侧，我们能够看到一些非常简易的建筑物。在下一个章节，我们将会讲述这些建筑物背后的故事。
There's a number of Radha Krishna temples surrounding this Govindakund area.
在这片Govinda湖的 这个区域的附近有许多 Radha Govinda 的神庙。
And this just shows some more images of Govindakund.
接下来就是更多的Govinda湖的照片。
And here's a small deity, which this is a preview of what's going to be next week. There's a nice little deity of Gopal near Govindakund.
这张照片是在Govinda湖附近的一个著名的Gopa神像。
The original deity of Gopal is pictured here.
Gopa神像的这个原初的形象就是这张图上所看到的神像。
The deity of Gopal, worshipped by Madhavendra Puri, is no longer in Vrindavan.
被Madhavendra Puri原初所崇拜的那个神像, Gopa神像已经不在Vrindavan了。
Those of you that attended the Dwarka Yatra, you saw this Gopal deity because we visited Natadwar.
那些参加了Dwarka Yatra的那些奉献者们应该见过这个神像, 因为这尊神像目前在Natadwar
From the time that Madhavendra Puri worshipped the deity, some Brahmana disciples were put in charge of the worship when he moved.
当这张神像被移走的时候, 有两位婆罗门的这个门徒参与了安排。
And then after some years, Raghunath Das Goswami faced Vithala, who was the son of Vallabhacharya in charge of the worship of Gopal.
许多年后, Raghunath Das Goswami 又将神像的崇拜 委托给了 Vithala, 也就是 Vallabhacharya 的儿子。
And to this day, the followers of Vallabhacharya are now the worshippers of Gopal.
那如今, Vallabhacharya 的追随者们 就继续崇拜着 Gopa 神像。
Later on, we'll give some of the details connected with how that transition took place.
之后我们会给出这个关于这个事情发生的更多的细节。
And that's the end of our presentation for this evening.
这就是我们今天晚上的这个PPT 结尾的部分。
So you can send your questions into the chat box so that we can read them out and have them discussed. I'm going to take a break for just a second. Be right back.
现在大家可以把想要问的问题发到这个聊天室的这个消息框里，等会儿会予以回答。
你给我整的什么？
好，现在大家可以抓紧时间把问题发过来。咕噜片刻之后就会回来。
Are we going to have people speak their question in Chinese or read?
现场的这奉献者也可以就是把自己的麦克打开，然后询问一些问题。现在已经有一个人把他的消息发过来了。那我们先问这个问题。是 Braja Mataji, this question from Braja Mataji.
Okay.
他问现在居住在哥瓦丹山的植物和动物都是特别的灵魂吗？他们的知觉和五千年前的那些生物一样吗？So her question is that now the residents living in Govardhan Hill, those plants and animals, are these special souls? Their consciousness, 是的，是特殊的灵魂。Their consciousness remain the same like 5,000 years ago?
Well, their consciousness is not the same because time and circumstance change. But there's affinity, the natural spiritual affinity or attachment for Krishna is there deep inside.
他们的知觉也许和五千年前的不一样，但他们内在对 Krishna 的这种依附是深深的没有改变过的。
For example,When you visit Radhakund, sometimes you'll see turtles who live their whole life in Radhakund.
就像你们拜访 Radhakund, Radha 湖的时候，你们会看到一些水中生活的这些乌龟，他们在 Radhakund 里面已经生活了生生世世。
Our spiritual acharyas tell us that turtle.It's going back to Godhead after his turtle life.
根据我们先前的 Acharya 告诉我们的就是这个乌龟在它这一世结束之后它就能回归神首。
However, if there are human beings, they may accrue further offense by their misuse of their free will. The lower creaturesDon't have additional karma. So it's a very special position to be in Vrindavan, whether born or live in Vrindavan.
那还有一些人，他们有些可能就是做出一些冒犯，然后投身在这个低等的生物形态当中。但是出生或者说生活在Vrindavan这些灵魂都有特别的位置，特别的地位。
Next.
So far, there is no more question.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. May I ask a question?
Ask it in Chinese.
Yeah. 我想问 Guru Maharaj 一个问题，在这个 PPT 幻灯片当中有一个地方是主巴拉拉玛的神庙，他的神像叫 Doji， 然后这个神像非常的高大，有五英寸高， Krishna 的神像特别的小，我想问一下这其中有什么样的逍遥时光，为什么这个 Doji 神像显现的那么高大，而小 Krishna 的神像那么小呢？ Guru Maharaj, in your PPT, there is a temple, Balaram temple. The main deity is named Doji. So, and the deity is very tall, and the deity of Krishna is very small. So could you give us more explanation about this deity? Why he appeared so tall, and the deity of Krishna looks very small.
There's no reason other than the inspiration of the pujaris who began the worship. They decided Krishna, the younger brother, would be the smaller deity. Now, let's say in Krishna Balaram temple, they're not different sizes like that. It's just the pujari was inspired in that way, and so it became what it became.
Manirada, 你翻译一下吧。
Sorry, Manirada, 你要翻译这部分吧。
就是当地的崇拜，这座神庙里的 Krishna Balaram 的那些 pujari， 他们是这么来设立这个神像，刀子的神像是这么五英尺高，然后 Krishna 的神像是很小的，但实际上在我们的 Krishna Balarama Mandir 神庙里的 Krishna 和 Balarama 的神像的大小是没有区别的，是一样大的，这只不过是当地崇拜刀祭神像的这些 Pujari 他们是这样去设立这尊神像的。
This moment, there are several questions. This question from Gorangi Radha. Vrindavan 的居民深爱着 Krishna, 他们为什么不回灵性世界？ Brajavasi, they love Krishna very much. Why they not just simply go back to the spiritual world? Why they remain on the planet?
Is she asking about present day residents of Vrindavan?
She didn't explain
Ask her for clarification. She can send in that clarification. Is she asking about modern day or the eternal associates of Krishna who took part in his pastimes when he appeared 5,000 years ago? Which...
请问那个 Gorangi Radha Mataji， 你刚才问的这个文达文的居民，你指的是当代的这些居民，还是说是 Krishna 逍遥时光的当中的文达文的居民？可以解释一下吗？等会儿再回答你的问题好吗
？So send that information in, or she can unmute herself and ask that.
或者你可以直接打开麦克，直接说也可以。
Okay, let's move on.
She replied, it's modern Brajavasi.
Modern Brajavasis. So will the modern Brajavasis go back to Godhead after this life? That's your question?
She asked why they just don't simply go back to the spiritual world, why they remain here.
Well, it depends on the quality of their bhakti. If they make offense, they won't go back to Godhead. They'll become a lower species.One who makes offense in the Holy Dham, whether we're visiting or people who live there, you make offense in the Holy Dham and you become an animal in your next life, a lower creature in your next life. But after that lower creature in next life, you go back to Godhead. But if you don't make offense, you go back to Godhead. It's a very special place. Don't make offense.
这个回不回灵性世界，这个取决于你分爱的这个品质。 如果说你在这个圣地身处圣地但做出了冒犯，那你下一生将会投生为低等的生物，但是投生低等的生物在你这个低等生命的形式结束之后，你将回归灵性世界。但是如果你没有做出任何冒犯，你待在圣地，不论是你去到圣地去朝圣还是居住在那里，你都可以直接在这一世就回归灵性世界。所以文丹文是片非常特别的地方，一定要小心不要做出冒犯。下一个问题。This question from Sita Takurani, Devidasi. 他问到讲课中提到了主柴坦尼亚不去爬山是因为他是主的化身，我们可以去爬山吗？Maharaj, you mentioned in your lecture that Lord Chaitanya refused to climb in the Govardhan Hill because it's Lord's incarnation. So is it proper for us to climb the mountain?
No.
对我们来说不合适的，不应当去爬，不应当去爬格瓦兰山。
We follow Lord Chaitanya, and so we don't plant our foot on Krishna.
因为我们追随主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的步伐，所以我们也不把我们的脚放在格瓦兰山上。下一个问题。This question from Satya Adi. 这个问题是刚才咕噜说在稳达文出生的所有生物都是特别的，非常特别的。请问现在交通如此方便，我们去到稳达文并住在那里，是否也有同样的特殊性殊胜呢？获得一样的 Krishna 的仁慈呢？Maharaj, you just mentioned that all the creatures who took birth in Vrindavan, they are very special. So may I ask you that nowadays the traffic is so convenient for us, we can easily go to Vrindavan and live there. So can we be this similar like them? Can we be the special ones and gain the Krishna's mercy?
Yes, just don't make offenses.
是的，你可以这么做，就得到 Krishna 的仁慈，但是一定不要做出冒犯。
Srila Prabhupada wanted the whole world to become Krishna conscious, therefore he left Vrindavan to come and give the message of Lord Chaitanya to the world, and we should assist him.
Srila Prabhupada, 他离开文达文，之所以离开那里，是为了要将主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的讯息带给全世界。所以我们应当追随他的步伐，来协助 Srila Prabhupada 的使命。
We know from Bhagavad Gita who is the most dear to Krishna. That person who teaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to others is the most dear to Krishna.
我们从《博迦梵歌》里知道 ，Krishna 说了那个对他最为亲切的人是谁？那就是将《博迦梵歌》的知识向大众教导的人，这样的人对他最为亲切。
Next，
下一个问题来自于飞 Bhaktin 于飞，他的问题是现在也有在念诵十六圈，工作也自己带 prasadam， 每天听一些线上的课，可是还是有些焦虑，请问如何以奉献的精神工作？请顾主指点。Her question is that now I'm chanting 16 rounds every day, and I take prasadams every day to my workplace, and I also follow some lectures online, but still I have some anxious all the time. May I ask how can I perform my duties, work in a devotional spirit? Please give me some guidance.
How to work in a devotional spirit requires understanding your deeper purpose of life, which it sounds like you have already done.
要以奉爱的这种精神去工作，一定要 以这个洞悉你这个工作的目标，你的生命的终极目的为前提。这个看来你已经理解这一点了。
In this middle planetary region, predominating is the mode of fruitive work, passion.
我们所处的这个中等星系最为突出的这个物质形态是激情形态，也就是果报活动的形态。
Tendency, material tendency is to work hard, to get some profit, to be an enjoyer of the material circumstances of our life.
那这个物质形态的倾向就是一个人他就想去获得一些活动的成果，然后成为享受者，去享受其中。这个就是啊物质形态的一个倾向。
A life of devotion teaches us to leave behind that illusory conception of happiness and allow your heart to take up the mood of being in service to Krishna instead, and that's a greater happiness.
那人们就是为了从这种享受中得到一些虚假的快乐，而一个奉爱的生活则是要摒弃这种虚假的快乐的概念，转而以为 Krishna 服务的这种活动来代替这一切，获得一种更大的真正意义上的快乐。
What each of us need to do, yourself, myself, and everybody, is to see where that fruitive tendency still rests in our heart and let go.
那我们每一个人的所做需要做的事情，包括你在内，我在内，还有所有人在内，需要做到的事情就是去审查自己内心是否还有残余的这种果报性活动的倾向。如果发现有，那么就离弃它。
And we take the same activity and instead dedicate it to Krishna's service.
那我们将从事同样的活动，但是却将这种活动的结果和活动本身奉献给 Krishna。
I invite you to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text Number 3, and you'll find the answer to your question right there.
我建议你去阅读《师典博迦瓦坛》的第十篇第十四章第三个诗节，你想要找的答案就在那里。Next question. From Janaka Pabu. 如果在文达文发生了被小偷偷的手机、钱和物品，被猴子抢了眼镜等等事情，这是不是表示在文达文有冒犯的事情呢？是不是由这些冒犯的事情而导致的？ His question is that, if we happened lost our mobile phone money and some property in Vrindavan, such as we got robbed by monkeys, our glasses were taken away by monkeys, does that mean that we commit some offenses there?
Not necessarily. It could just be a funny way of relieving you of your attachments.
这个不一定是这样，但是要看你是，而且还要看你是如何去照管你的这些随身物品的。下一个问题是Surabhi Mataji， 他问在文达文到处都会看到有猴子，这些生物体出生为文达文的猴子，它是否跟主 Ramachandra 的消失光有所关联呢？Guru Maharaj, we can see the monkeys everywhere in Vrindavan. So these creatures took birth in Vrindavan as monkeys. Does that mean they have some relationship with Lord Ramachandra's Leela?
Not directly.
并不是直接有关。
There's very interesting explanation where Krishna considered in my previous form I received so much service from the Vanaras. So now in my form as Krishna, I want to feed butter and dairy products to those monkeys in reciprocation out of gratitude for all the service they rendered.
那有三个非常有意思的相关的解释，其中有一条就是 Krishna 说，在先前我的逍遥时光里，因为我从 Varan 那里，就是这些猴子精那里得到了这么多的帮助，所以我想回馈他们。那么我在我这个逍遥时光里，我就要去偷一些奶制品啊、黄油啊，分派给他们，表示我的感谢。
It doesn't mean the spirit souls who are occupying monkey bodies today were participants in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes in the past.
那这并不意味着当今我们看到这些投身为猴子的这些生物出生在文达文的猴子就与 Krishna 的消主的逍遥时光有什么关联。
Next.
下一个。Didn't mention his name. 什么算是在圣地的冒犯？怎么确认自己冒犯？怎么避免和挽回这种冒犯？So his question is that, what is the definition of the offenses in holy place, and how we recognize that we whether we commit offense, and how we avoid that offense? If we made any offense, how we make anydo something make up for this kind of offense?
Well, that's a six-part question.
这个问题有大概有六个方面。
And to keep the answer simple, I will find and send to Manani Radha the list of 10 offenses against the Dham when visiting a holy Dham.
因为这个你问的问题其实回答会比较长，那么我将会把这个问题有十个关于圣地的冒犯这个清单发给Manini Radha， 然后稍后可以发给你。
And the rest of your questions can just be compared to the 10 offenses against the holy name.And then you, how you correct them and how do you recognize if you made them is by knowing what they are. So I'll send the 10 offenses to Manani Radha later.
那你问题剩下的部分，比如说如何认为确认自己有冒犯，如何避免和挽回这种冒犯，其实跟我们对圣名的这个冒犯是类似的。所以我就是也会就把这个十个关于这个圣地的冒犯把这个发给 Manini Radha， 然后他稍后再发给你。Next question from Satya Adi. 请问 Guru Maharaj， 请问如何在文当文避免冒犯呢？是否只是需要注意十戒的事项就行了呢？还是有些其他的注意事项？Similar question. How can we avoid making any offenses in Vrindavan? Does that mean if we try to avoid that 10 offenses that mentioned, you just mentioned, is that enough? Or
yeah.
Is there anything others we need to pay attention to?
Well, you do the positive and you avoid the negative. You render service in a humble mood and you avoid the other. So it's the positive and avoid the negative.
你去做正面的事情就自然抵消了那些负面的事情。就是所以建议你以这种谦卑的心态去从事一些正面的服务这样的事情，你就会避免自然的去避免那些负面的冒犯这种行为。Next question from Sita Takurani Mataji.他说一生是否一定要去绕拜文达文 Is it necessary for us to go to Vrindavan and circumambulate Vrindavan?
It's not necessary. It's spiritually beneficial, but we're specifically speaking now about circumambulation of Govardhan Hill because the whole of Vrindavan is a big tract of land.
这个倒不是说是必要的，但是它必然会给你带来灵性上的裨益。我们今天就是讲了绕拜文达文的绕拜戈瓦丹山的这个重要性，因为实际上文达文是一片非常大的一片区域。
When you visit Krishna Balaram Temple, you can ask, there's a Prakrama path around Govardhan town, and it's very common for devotees, ISKCON devotees, to circumambulate Govardhan town, especially on Ekadasi days. It's a tradition.
如果你去拜访 Krishna Balaram 神庙，你可以去问一下那里的祭司，那里有一个就是你可以问一下相关组织这个朝圣的这个绕拜的这些奉献者们。其实在那里我们有相应的就是对奉献者，尤其是像奉献者这个组织举办的绕拜戈瓦丹山的这个小镇的这样的一个绕拜的活动，尤其是在艾卡达西那一天进行这样的绕拜。
We have time for one more question.
这个问题来自 Bhaktin 欧阳。我要在这一世回归家园，回归守神。我只想复一世的为取悦至尊人格守神做奉爱服务，不去看 Krishna， 而是让 Krishna 来看你。在这些心态的背后，如何意识到自己是灵魂？There are several statement in the scriptures that I want to go back home, go back Godhead in this very life. And also there is another statement that I just simply want to serve the Supreme Godhead life after life, and just engaged in this devotional service. And there is another saying that we shouldn't hankering for saying Krishna, but we need to attract Krishna, that make him to meet us someday. So behind this different mood, how can we realize that we are souls, not the body?
Any one of those will work to realize that you're a soul, not the body. The distinction in mood has to do with a beginning stage, an intermediate stage, and an advanced stage of devotion.
实际上这些不同的陈述，任何一个陈述都表达了这种对这种灵魂的觉悟，只是他们不同的心态，他们之间的心态的不同的区别是在于这些心态是处在不同的奉爱阶段，一个初阶、中阶、一个成熟高阶的一个阶段，所表达的不同的情愫。
The realization that you're not the body comes as a natural fruit or byproduct of the bhakti process itself.
你意识到自己是灵魂，不是躯体，实际上是从事奉爱服务，从事 bhakti， 它自然而然带来了一个副产品。
You can understand the notion that you're spirit soul, not the body, just by reading Bhagavad Gita.
你可以就是获得对这种我是灵魂不是躯体的这样的一个认知，仅仅通过阅读《博迦梵歌》就可以有这样的认知。
However, to get the realization, that's made possible by the bhakti process.
但是仅有认知还不够，你要想真的获得这样的一个领悟，觉悟到自己是灵魂，那就需要整个 Bhakti 这个奉爱的程序才可以获得这样的领悟。
At night when there's no light from electricity or sun or moon, and you cannot see yourself, but when the sun rises you can see yourself and the sun at the same time.
在漆黑的夜晚，如果不借助任何日月星辰或者是任何电灯的话，你是一片漆黑，什么都看不见的，你也看不到自己。但当太阳升起的时候，你看到了自己，也看到了太阳。
In other words, God realization and self realization, they occur simultaneously.
换言之，对神的觉悟和对真正对自我的觉悟是同时发生的。
So the bhakti process brings God realization and self-realization simultaneously.
整个奉爱 bhakti 的这个进程，这个程序，同时给你带来了对神的觉悟和对自我的觉悟。
Any one of those three different moods of bhakti that you mentioned, they're bhakti moods, depending upon the stage of one's elevation of Krishna consciousness, and bhakti will take you to knowing you're not the body, realizing it.
你所提到的这三种就是不同的情愫，它们取决于一个人在这个 bhakti 道路上的这种进阶的这种所处的这个位置啊不同而有所区别，但是他们都能将一个人带向这种对自我是灵魂不是躯体的这种觉悟。
Our time is up, so I look forward to seeing you again next week for part four of Govardhan Parikrama.
啊，我们的时间就到了，今天我们就到此结束。然后期待下一次我们来一同讲述这个绕拜Vrindavan的这个第四个部分。
And I hope your desire to visit the Holy Dham has been nourished, and we look forward to seeing you in Vrindavan next year.
我希望大家对 Vrindavan 的这种依恋之情今天得以滋养，我们也希望能够在下一年能够再与大家在 Vrindavan 相会。Thank you, Guru Maharaj.